Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, the last several days, we have been looking at the Word of God, and I've been sharing a message I've entitled, Our Need for Renewal. What does it mean to be renewed? Well, by definition, it means to make like new, restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection, to make new spiritually, to regenerate or be formed again, to change radically and for the better. And I gave an invitation to all those listening. If that sounds good to you, then let's see what the scriptures say about spiritual renewal. There's four waves of spiritual renewal. We looked at the first day of this week. We looked at the renewal of our mind, and we are looking currently still at the renewal of our strength. There's also the renewal of the inner man or heart. And when God's people are renewed collectively, if you will, then by natural evolution, if you will, by a natural process, there then is a renewal of the Lord's work. We talked about the importance of the renewal of our mind. We're to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, according to Ephesians 4, 23 to 24. And so, especially with, it's so important to understand this is where a successful and victorious Christian life starts, is really in our mind. It's not even so much our confession, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's what is internally in us, the things that we dwell upon. Will we experience negative things in this life? Of course we will. We're surrounded by them. The days are getting darker. They're getting more evil. And the good man is hard to find, as the scriptures say. But we are to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And he gives us ways that we can be spiritually renewed as far as our strength. That familiar passage I shared, Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's a spiritual fatigue that comes from being over busy, if you will, and also just the driven capacity. Some find that the more they do for the Lord, the more He's going to be pleased with them. Well, God's love for you is based on you. It's not upon what you do. Is it important? Of course. Rewards in heaven depend on what we do, but He doesn't drive us as a slave master. He wants us to be led as Jesus was, by the Spirit of God. He only did those things the Father showed him. He only did the will of God. There were times he just said, bye, he'd go to the mountain, he'd have some quiet time. And so it's not just a matter of being busy every waking hour of the day, but it's important that we rest in God. And also there's a discipline of the soul that is implied in this, that we cannot allow complaining and doubt and condemnation to be the characteristics of our thought life. We will pay a price. We will become exhausted mentally, spiritually. It's a sure way to fall into the devices and traps of the enemy. And so discipline of our soul is important. God will do the things we can't do, beloved, but the things we can do, well, then He's expecting us to do those things, to take rest. That is the principle of the Sabbath rest. However that looks to you, it doesn't have to be on the seventh day on Saturday. It's whatever God, He knows your schedule, He knows your commitments, but a time when you can really just be relieved, even if it's a short time, from the pressures of the day and the season of life that you are currently in. And having spiritual strength will give us the ability to stand strong in the battles and trials we go through. There's two kinds of battles, if you will. There's the exceptional conflict that comes to us at various seasons of our lives, very difficult times. And then there's just the struggles and hassles of daily life. They can be overwhelming at times. And sometimes, if we're honest, we're controlled by the tyranny of the should. I must. I should. And of course, we have obligations, but it's all in our mental attitude. It's better to say, I get to do this, rather than, because once we put a negative connotation, like I've got to do this, I should do this, we start tensing up internally, because what if it doesn't happen? Then we'll get more stress. So God gives us strength, beloved, for kingdom causes. Let me share a scripture passage with you found in the book of Isaiah. And I think I'm going to start reading at verse 5. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. What is that saying? If our battles, beloved, are unrelated to the kingdom, sometimes it's difficult to appropriate divine strength to advance causes that are foreign to or opposed to the kingdom of God. God wants to meet every one of your needs. Luke 12 and 30 says, that's covered. There's a promise where Jesus said, your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. He's talking about food and clothing and shelter, the things of daily life, the things of daily provision. Give us this day our daily bread. All this is covered by the Lord's loving supply. Luke 12 and 30, your Father knows that you have need of these things. Consider the lilies of the field, the birds of the air. They don't toil or labor, but God takes care of them. And so, beloved, it's foolish to go beyond this. Why should we, like that example in the New Testament, to pull down barns already full to build bigger ones? And those that strive so earnestly, those that are driven, they yearn to arrive at a place where they can say, the foolish man's soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That's Luke 12 and 19. And of course, the Lord says, this is an example, thou fool, because you've been focused on this and not on me, this night your soul shall be required of you. So God doesn't provide strength for worldly things. He gives in abundance, the things that pertain to life and godliness. For those who long to do God's will in every phase of kingdom battle, they are given divine strength. And they can, as the scripture I shared with you, they can carry the battle to the gate. That means whatever little city or town you live in, that's your own personal space, if you will, the enemy can be driven out to his entrance point. A gate, what? Isn't that a way of getting out or getting in into a fortified city, for example, or a castle? Well, we can carry the battle to the gate. The enemy is driven out and not allowed entrance. We do that by the word of God. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouths of God. And so, beloved, this is the gate, if you will, of complete victory, or the gate of marking the end of one phase of a battle, where the torch can be passed on to another. God never gives us more than we can bear. God will give us strength and grace. And he's telling you that today. That's your word. He's going to give you strength and grace for what you're facing right now. That is a word of knowledge to you, beloved. He never will send you into a battle without a reserve of strength. God told Israel in Deuteronomy 33 and 25, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. I've claimed that scripture many times personally, Deuteronomy 33, 25, over times where there just seems such an overwhelming burden of work or responsibilities or commitments. So as your day is, so shall your strength be. You might want to jot that down if you've got a pen and pad handy, Deuteronomy 33 and 25. So, beloved, we are promised a renewal of strength. Isaiah 28 and 12, there is a rest, praise God, a rest, beloved, for the people of God. In fact, let me read that. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary, are you weary, to rest. And this is the refreshing. But he says to them, they would not hear. And he was offering them that. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So when we disobey and refuse to honor God's word, then we will pay the consequences. And God doesn't want that for us. He wants us to be provided for. God's provision, our daily provision, is covered by the Lord's loving supply. Your Father knoweth ye that ye have need of these things. That's Luke 12 and 30. Well, my time is gone, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you feel like you're in a really difficult season right now and you need the support of agreeing prayer, God, he hears our agreeing prayer. That's one of the spiritual principles. I don't make much of it. I generally give just a brief announcement, but it's a spiritual principle. You can pray all you want sometimes, as I have, but there's a power that comes when we, by faith, act on the words of Jesus and say, because you may not have a prayer partner, you may not have somebody you can pray with. When we agree, then God will do the work. Praise God for his glory and the glory of his name. Hallelujah. Well, we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. The announcer will give our contact information. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, he has a reason for doing it, so I suggest obeying him. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.